Riptide by John Lawton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Stilton. Chapter 1. Berlin, April 17th, 1941. It was an irrational moment, a surrender of logic to the perilous joy of common nonsense. When the train stopped between stations on the S-Bahn, Stahl felt exposed, fearful for his life in a way that made no sense. High on the creaking metal latticework, the train tortured the tracks and juddered to a halt. Then the lights went out, and Stahl knew there was an air raid on. Yet again, the RAF had got through to a city that the Führer had told them would never see a British plane or hear the crash of a British bomb. Berlin the Impregnable, some of whose citizens now trembled and wept in the darkness, packed into a swaying train high above the streets. It was irrational. He was no more at risk here than on the ground. It just seemed that way. As though to be stuck on the elevated tracks like a bird on a wire, made him into a sitting duck. He recalled a phrase of his father's from the last war, one every old Austrian soldier used occasionally, every old British soldier too, he was certain, if it's got your name on it, which meant that death was inevitable, and urged a grinning stoicism on those about to die. The raid distracted him. He had been pretending to read...